97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What is clear, top of mind for voters in this election is the economy. And specifically in these states, roughly 8 in 10, just a shade over 8 in 10, say that the economy is a major issue in deciding their vote. Inflation also continues to be a major concern. Voters clearly feeling uneasy. A majority, more than a quarter of registered voters in each of these three states say that their income is not keeping up with inflation. You can imagine both candidates will be asked about this tomorrow night. Brianna?
Yeah, those are big numbers there out of those battleground states, Boris.
Boris Sanchez giving Brianna Keeler the bad news on CNN that, hey, 8 out of 10 people in the swing states are worried about inflation. I hope in the campaign ads we're not seeing right now, the Trump Vance people are hammering that point home. What's your number, Kim?
My what?
What do you think your personal inflation number has been over the past 4 years?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Up. Well, there's a way to find out right now. EJ Antoni joining us right now. He's a research fellow with the Heritage Foundation and an expert on budget and monetary policy. And they've got a new personal calculator that will let you measure the impact of inflation on your life. And EJ, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. A personal inflation calculator. I love what you guys do up at Heritage. I don't know who came up with this idea, but it's a good one.
Well, thank you so much. And look, one of the reasons why I really like this tool is because it's not only really powerful, but it's super easy to use. So, you know, people can go online on it's myinflation.org, and you can not just look at the national average, but you can essentially tailor it to more like your situation. So whether you're a retiree, let's say, or maybe you're the typical suburban family of four, whatever the case may be, you can select your location where you are in the country. You can even tweak your budget. So maybe you spend a little more or less on food, let's say, than the average. Or housing, whatever the case may be. Well, you know, you can even put in things like how much you're paying for transportation, like your car payment, let's say. And what it does is it allows you to compare your budget today to the past. So if you want, for example, let's say you want to figure out how much have Biden-Harris administration policies cost me, you can see what you're paying today versus what you were paying in January of 2021.
It works beautifully. I've already run through a couple scenarios here. So you select your location. Obviously, I pick St. Louis. You input your monthly expenses, or you can pick like the U.S. average or the average for a suburban family of four in the U.S. So, for example, $2,700 rent or mortgage is the average they put in here. Electricity, $200 a month, maybe $400 in restaurants, $600 to $700 in groceries, your gasoline, your car payments, your car insurance, other expenses. And then you pick a year to compare that to. I went back to 2019 and selected that, and I selected a U.S. suburban family of four. And the results are, we almost need a drum roll here. Compared to September of 2019, you are paying $1,560 more every month for the same goods and services. That is a percentage increase of 24.7% inflation over that period. That's powerful.
It is, but I really love the first thing you said there before the percentage. It gives you a dollar amount. You know, it's not really, it's kind of ethereal almost when you hear in the news, hey, we had 3% inflation over the last year. Okay, but what does that mean, right? What is that in terms of dollars? How is that actually going to affect my monthly budget? And this, again, why I love this tool, it gives you that dollar figure. And it's not just an annual rate, meaning it's not just how much things have changed over the last year. It allows you to do things like you just did. Let's take this month, September, but back in 2019, and see how do we compare, again, in terms of dollars and not just percentages, because percentages don't fit into your monthly budget. Dollars do.
It's funny because you've heard Kamala Harris on the campaign trail talk about how, you know, meat's more expensive and gas is more expensive and home prices are more expensive. And then she even said it when she was debating Donald Trump. And I almost wish Trump would have turned to her and said, thank you so much. You just wrote an ad for me. Exactly. Everything's more expensive under your administration, your and Biden's administration.
It's funny you say that, because they literally did turn that into an ad where it's just a clip of Kamala Harris giving different speeches, and it's her saying this is more expensive, that's more expensive, and it's all true.
Yeah.
And so she just rattles off half a dozen things and saying each of them are more expensive, and then it immediately cuts to a picture of Trump and it says, I'm Donald Trump and I approve this.
Obviously I'm sure she realizes it, but just doesn't want to admit it, because somehow she wants people to believe she's a new way forward. But it's almost like, why are you even willing to admit that? Because how can you possibly separate yourself from the rise in price everywhere? I mean, it's affecting, to Donald Trump's point, it's not just affecting the rich or the poor, it's affecting everybody.
Right. And this is where you almost have to feel bad for Harris, because she's got an impossible task. She's trying to square the circle in these campaign events of simultaneously saying, hey, everything is great because of our leadership, but then also acknowledging that everything is terrible and telling you how she's going to make it great if you give her another 4 years of leadership. I mean, how on earth do you square that circle? Again, you almost have to feel bad for her, because it's an impossible task.
Well, if you follow us on the Facebook page, the Mark Cox Show there on Facebook, I just shared my change in monthly expenses based on the scenario I ran. And it's also then got the link where you can go run your own personal inflation calculator with this device. And it's pretty eye-opening. And here's another great thing about it, EJ, and I don't know if this is your idea or not. Once you, as I did here, once you determine what your personal inflation rate was, 24.7%, you can share this with your friends. You can share it on Twitter and Facebook, and you can let other people just click on it and see for themselves. I mean, I think we all had a sense that, you know, that even if inflation is slowing down, I think one of our friends from Fox Business told us this, think of it as you're moving ahead in a car at 60 miles an hour. Well, now you're only moving ahead at 57, but you're still gaining. Like, inflation it's cumulative, right? And then that's what this shows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, your speedometer shows you the rate of inflation. The mile markers on the side of the road, they're showing you the prices, and those numbers keep going up. So if you want prices to come down, you not only need the speedometer to get all the way down to zero, but then you need to put the car in reverse, too. And we are nowhere near that.
That is a great point. EJ Antoni, Heritage Foundation Research Fellow, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.